Show.
The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Kid of the Week, we do it every week, and it's an opportunity for you to talk about kids doing something great. Not enough good news in the world about kids, and that's why we do Kid of the Week. We go live to Kevin now, here in the studio, so Kevin can tell you how you could tell us about a kid that we should know about.
Easiest way, go to WGNradio.com/contest. You go to our main page, there's a link that says contest on the top right. Click on that, you'll see a big old icon that says Steve Cochran's Kid of the Week. Click that, and there's a real easy form you could fill out. You put the nominations name in and tell us why they should be the Kid of the Week. That'll get sent our way, or you can reach out on via email, stevecochranshow@wgnradio.com.
And Ray and Raymond Chevrolet, and, you know, it's Auto Show Week, and we're happy to say Ray and Raymond Chevrolet are back on for Kid of the Week. So that's a good thing. Ross, explain what Food Fight is before we go to our caller.
So Food Fight, out in Naperville, some high schoolers got together and were really troubled by hunger, children growing hungry. You know, Naperville being the area that it was, they were really troubled by the difference in their lives compared to some kids in different parts of the world. So they got together, and the simple idea was just to pack lunches, you know, pack food for kids. And that turned into this concert, Food Fight Benefit Concert, which is out in Naperville, that Dimitri, Celeste, and the rest of the crew there can tell you all about.
And Kiva.
And Kiva, yeah. And
Dimitri joins us on the phone now from Naperville, I assume. Good morning, Dimitri.
Hey there. How you doing, Ross? I mean, Steve, how you doing?
That's fine. Ross runs the show. And Dimitri, where do you go to school?
I go to Naperville Central High School.
And what year are you there?
I'm a senior.
And you're there with Kiva and Celeste?
Kiva is actually homeschooled, and Celeste goes to Matilla Valley.
Okay. All right. Well, at any rate, we want to make sure that people know that Kiva and Celeste are big time involved in this as well. So the concert that Ross just mentioned, when is it? Has it happened? Will it happen?
It has not happened yet. It's on Saturday, February 27th. The doors open at 6:30, and it starts at 7 p.m. It is at the Yellow Box in Naperville, Illinois. The address is actually 1635 Emerson Lane. And this is our second time doing this event.
And how many people? That's a big room. How many people do you expect for that? Do you sell it out?
We are still selling tickets. We're hoping to expect upwards of 300, 400, 500.
That's great.
We're not sure yet, but we want this entire community to be a part of this and be a part of what we're doing.
And you're hoping for is a fire hazard. You'd like it to be a fire hazard.
Exactly. And okay. They can fit 1350 in there. So
now a $10 ticket will feed how many people?
It doesn't feed a certain amount of people, but it feeds 55 meals. And those 55 meals go across the sea, and they get to feed people that are not experiencing daily meals like people around our community do. These are meals that feed people that need it. And so 55 meals is big for what we do.
Food Fight starts at the beginning of each school year, raise money through a bunch of fundraisers, this being one of them. And you have an annual dinner. Listen, we want to – this is the type of thing, and I know you agree with this, Dimitri. We'd love other schools to get involved with this. You know, kids listening, parents forcing their kids to listen to me this morning. We'd like them to think about this as a great way to help your own communities, right?
Absolutely, yes.
What's the website?
Go to www.foodfighting.org. And there you'll find all the information, and there's even an FFBC 2016 page.
By the way,
find more information about the concert.
By the way, Dimitri, you're probably not old enough to know this, but you don't need the www anymore. It's just foodfighting.org.
No www.
Yeah, meet me after. I'll explain Facebook to you. foodfighting.org. It's a really cool thing that you guys are doing, and I know Celeste, who, as you said, is the Matilla Valley Food Fight leader, and Kiva as well. I work very hard on this, and you take a bunch of kids who, you know, might not necessarily come from privileged backgrounds, but they don't have to worry about what they're eating tonight. Kids who know where their next meal is coming from, getting together, taking time out of your teenage schedules when you all have stuff to do and you all, you know, by way of a cliche, are wrapped up in your own lives, caring about other people and doing a great thing. So I'm proud of you guys.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
All right.
And one of the things I thought was really cool about it, Dimitri, like you were involved pretty early on, right?
Yeah, freshman year, sort of, yeah.
Right, and now, now you've kind of brought Celeste and Kiva in. You know, these are people who are going to take it after you graduate and keep this thing going long after you're done.
You got to pay it forward.
Exactly.
Yeah. What are you doing next year for school?
I am sort of deciding on Olivet Nazarene University, and that's in Bourbonnais.
Good.
But
good.
I'm going to stick around close.
Oh, it's a great school, dude. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to, you know what we should do? I mean, since you're giving all the food away, why don't we send them a bunch of Lou Malnati's pizza? Right? We'll do that. We'll take care of you guys. We'll get you Lou Malnati's pizza for all being kids of the week.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Hold on. That's Dimitri Morris. And I don't know if you noticed, Kev, sometimes I have to explain social media and the internet to the youngsters.
Yeah, normally after the show, you, Ross, and I all sit down and you give us some pointers on social media tips.
Yeah, I have like all the millennials sit in a semicircle around me, and then I'm the oracle of the internet. And then I go and I explain what Oracle is, amongst other things, on the internet. Yeah.
That's scary. So. Can I come? I need to learn a few things.
Yeah. But don't be bringing your W's. Okay.